reported.
Thank you. I'll direct your attention to pages 40 through 45 of the agenda packet, action items 3.1, 3.2, and 3.3. At this time, does any board member have want to designate any of these items for discussion? They're on the consent agenda.
I had a question about one of the things in carry forward. I'm not really sure procedurally how to proceed with that. Do we have to make it an action item?
I would move that be brought for discussion. Yes, sir.
Okay. Then I'll direct your attention to action item 3.2. And I believe the there's a portion of that action item at the bottom of page 42. It's the second to the end bullet point regarding the $2.8 million carry forward.
Do you need to act on the motion to pull 3.2 from the consent agenda?
It's really changing the agenda, and it's simply a matter of requesting and getting two-thirds of approval to do it.
So do we need to?
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to remove this from the agenda at this time, from the consent agenda.
Well, I would move that the board approve. Well, we're not ready for that, are we?
Move to remove from the consent to the action agenda.
Yep.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Your hand. It has to be a two-third. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay. I would direct you to page 42, which I believe is the item that's referenced by Patty Minter and by the...
Actually, it wasn't, but that's okay. Go ahead. I had a different one.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well,
3.1 is here. I'll move acceptance of 3.1.
Now, we will come back and...
You're going to come back and do those later?
Yes. Oh.
So we're going to do 3.2. That I approve, right?
We're on 3.2.
I'll move approval of the action item 3.2.
Well, we just had a motion that passed.
We're
open that for discussion.
Open for discussion.
And amend the consent.
Well, I know. I thought that's already been approved by two-thirds. So that's been approved. So now it's an item of action. So I'm moving approval of the action item.
Well, there needs
we haven't
to be.
Had discussion yet.
Yeah.
Well, his motion was simply to move it from the consent to the action.
Right.
That's all it did. I'm now moving the action item for approval.
Okay.
And if there's a second, then we go into discussion for it.
Is there a second? Hearing no second, your motion...
Then there's nothing to discuss.
Larry's right. There needs to be a second to the action item, and then you have discussion.
Second to get it on the floor.
Second to get it on the floor.
Yes, to get it on the floor.
Randy,
okay,
Randy taught me all this parliamentary thing when I was a student. Now you're not letting me use it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear a second on it, so I thought
that we need to.
Look at Meyer, raised his hand.
Okay. I couldn't see through two of my colleagues.
There's too much noise going on.
Okay. Now the discussion.
Now
the discussion. End of discussion on the procedure. Now discussion on the points. Patty?
My point was not on 42. It was a question on page 43 about the DLO carry forward. And if you go down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, lines 5 and 6, the DLO distribution includes lots of things for universities, colleges, departments, one-time commitments, capital projects. A number of folks who wrote me after this agenda became public and wanted to know what capital projects were being funded with DLO money.
Dr. Emsley, I'll have to refer that to you. What capital projects are going to be completed with the DLO distribution?
In carry forward section.
Boy, you're going to have to get the deans in because those are spread all across the colleges, aren't you?
We do have some reserve from a prior DLO commitment for the international.
This is the allocation that's being approved today as part of the $10 million. In the list of items, one-time commitments, it references GTAs and it references some capital projects.
Right. So the question is, projects are being funded with DLO monies?
What capital projects you might be using when you allocate the DLO?
Yeah, again, let me go back to the international arena because the funds that were remaining from the original $2.3 million, I believe, distribution of DLO dollars international facility, the residual in that fund will be used in due course to start design work on the Navitas Honors International building at the appropriate time when we have confidence that that project can go forward.
So that's $2.3 million.
There's not.
But most of that money is spread across the colleges, and the deans
That's what I'm asking about, and that I'm aware of because I've seen the block grants. I mean, that's how we're making the trains run on time in the colleges, and that's how we're running everything. Just so the regents know. So again, the question was why money's going for capital projects instead of going back to the colleges to do the work of academics. That's the question. So I just want to know what was being funded.
Well, again, the capital project. The dollars I'm referring to pay are not part of that deal of distribution to colleges, which is at the college's discretion. This would be a deal of dollars unidentified as part of the college distribution. For example, potential improvements to the library would be part of that. That's something that's been allocated as a possible expenditure with the one-time deal of funds.
Okay, so possible capital improvements to library, the $2.3 million seed money for the International Navitas Honors.
Well, I forget the balance. A significant portion of that $2.3 million has already been expended. I believe the balance in the account is now more like $400,000 or $500,000, which is insufficient to complete that project as originally envisaged. Mm-hmm. And so a decision was made to move that money into kind of seed money, if you like, for International Honors Navitas, with the clear understanding that the main source of funds for the actual project itself will be the Navitas revenue.
Okay. Or it doesn't happen.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted some clarification.
In the item on, Mr. Chairman, on the item of the $2.8 million, the way I understand this is everybody who was a full-time employee, and so part-time employees don't participate in this?
Not in that particular item.
Yeah, okay, and so
our first priority is to full-time employees.
So this would be faculty and staff?
Yes.
And it says $1,000 with benefits. What's that mean?
Well, actually,
$1,000 is to the employee of which the university is.
I'd like to move that the board approve the revisions of the 2011-2012 operating budget as proposed, with the exception of the item on page 42 related to the $2.8 million.
I hear a second to that motion.
Second.
So you're pulling it out.
Don't you have wording to that effect? Yes. That's the proposed new wording.
Let me propose that. Verify that. The item is amended to state that the $2.8 million will fund compensation with benefits for each full-time employee who was employed July 1, 2011, and continues employment
through June 30, 2012.
So you're changing that one date is
yes.
all you're doing?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So you're approving this with... There's a motion pending to approve this that I made.
What you're actually getting into it is an amendment.
He's amending.
I'm an amendment. I'm
amending
an amendment.
That.
Yes, sir.
I'll second that amendment.
Could you read that back for the record, please?
I'll read the motion. I move that the board approve the revisions to the 2011-2012 operating budget as proposed, with the exception of the item on page 42 related to the $2.8 million.
He's correcting the date for you.
This item is amended to state that the $2.8 million will fund compensation with benefits of each full-time employee who was employed by July 1, 2011 and continues employment through June 30, 2012.
31.
Sir?
June 30.
Oh, you're making it June 30?
June 30, yes, sir.
In the fiscal year.
2012. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I seconded that.
Okay. Actually, should those say 2012? Because they don't.
It does. June 30,
2012. It's 11 and 12.
You're looking at what's being changed, Patty. He recommended a change.
This is my change.
It's 30-12.
Right. Okay, great.
I'm recommending a change on page 42.
Okay. Other questions or discussion?
And it is a correction that 1,000 means that it doesn't mean that's your net pay. Obviously, all associated taxes, benefits
right.
associated with that.
Got it.
But again, now we're focused on the amended language.
That's right.
And all of your discussion needs to be focused on that,
the amendment.
Not on the main motion.
Correct. On the amendment. Well, Gary, what does the amendment do? Real
the amendment, quite frankly, and I will elaborate more when I get into my report. We have $2.8 million in one-time carry-forward funds that we put aside for compensation. That can only be spent once. Given what we've learned this week, we're going to need everything we can muster in the next fiscal year budget to address compensation. And the language in the original report approved by the committee in December restricted us to use that by December 31. Our employment through December 31, and it referenced $1,000 per employee. $2.8 million can be spent various ways, and we don't know what the best and optimum use of that money will be in the fiscal year budget beginning July 1, 2012, until we get into solving a $5 million budget cut and how that budget cut's going to be accommodated, and this variable entered into that budget profile going forward. So I'm trying to get optimum flexibility on the use of that money, restricting it solely to compensation, but give us the benefit of determining how that money can best be used for compensation in the next fiscal year budget.
So this is the beginning of that conversation that we wanted to have. You know, moving towards something that would be permanent as opposed to...
This is not permanent. This is one-time money.
Yes,
and
I know
it's $2.8 million in a rather extensive carry-forward pool that we've been building toward for several years that we were able to have to our benefit this year from monies unspent in the year ending June 30, 2011. That carry forward money, I want to carry it forward another 6 months and have it as a variable in play in what will be the most difficult budget we've ever had as a university for next year. That's what I'm asking for. $2.8 million, let's hang on to it. Let's hold it. Your action restricts it to compensation. There's no way in the world we can begin to identify here on this date how that can best be used in next year's budget, and it's I'm most concerned about next year's budget, given the news we got this week from the governor.
Seems prudent.
It gives us a dimension that I promise you not many universities have in this regard. And if we were to use that now on a one-time basis, I just don't know what our options will be going forward.
I think if you use it now on a one-time basis, it could hurt us with the state legislature.
Certainly. If we were to do that right now, we'd have serious political consequences.
Okay. Other questions or discussion? Dr. Capps, we vote on the amendment.
Amendment first.
All in favor of the amendment to the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes. Are there any other items on the agenda that anyone wants to put on discussion? If not, then I entertain a motion to approve action item 3.1, 3.2 as amended, and 3.3.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That concludes the action of the Finance and Budget Committee.
Sure.